Yeah, we've a full roadcaster here. Eleanor and Bill are back, and Faye and Pat Short.
Hey!
That's right.
And we all have bags of Athlone sweets.
Athlone sweets are lovely.
Yeah, we'll be rolling home.
They look good.
They are great.
Yeah, they're, all, yeah. They're jelly babies. They're old school.
Sure, we grew up on them. Yeah. Athlone sweets. I had them all the time. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I'm not that old. Young right. Or young or old.
They're good, aren't they? Look at your, yeah. Great to see you. The last time I saw you, you were in Bodkin.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the other night. I watched it all.
Did you?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that. And it's gotten huge reaction around the world.
It's doing great.
I'm eating the sweet now, sorry.
He's nibbling away.
A friend of mine from Texas was on to me and everything for you know, yeah. They were, and it's really big in America, which is huge.
Yeah, I think people review the first two episodes and miss the point. Do you know,
yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because they reviewed it and they were saying there's a lot of paddywhackery, but actually that was covering up the darkness.
Yes, and it's tongue in cheek as well.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
Back on itself.
Yes,
so
yeah.
it's not paddywhackery per se, but it does. It's throwing it up into people's faces, but then they're stripping it back as well. I think it's really clever actually the way they did that. The writers and the strippers.
And they just arrived in and threw a net over everybody who could act in Ireland and brought them down to West Cork.
They didn't ask me.
They actually did when I was turned up. He's going, "Where's your daughter?"
She's working. I was doing a huge film in LA. We'll talk about that in a second, right?
No, funny, Alex and the guys did. We're actually mad to have you on.
Yeah.
Should I come in high demand?
Yeah, but like a really high quality cast, including yourself.
It is. Yeah. Look, I mean, Siobhan and the guys, but and the American guy, Will Hard. He was incredible. It was actually a lovely thing to work on. They were so. I mean, I know it sounds corny, but there was a great team because everyone kind of worked with each other at some stage or another.
Like, yeah.
I've worked with David Wilmot in theatre and on films and stuff.
David was great in it.
Oh, he's brilliant,
wasn't he? Brilliant.
Actually, he is. He's always.
And with a Union Hall.
It
no.
was, yeah.
Oh, right, there you go. Well done, me.
Yeah, it was. It was Union Hall and Glendore
yes,
all around
yes.
that area.
It looks spectacular.
It's fantastic for the week they were there.
Yeah.
The rest was shot in week long.
Oh, was it?
I shouldn't be giving away.
No, that's fine.
Well, no, a lot of the interiors, for obvious reasons, were in the studio and Ardmore.
Yes.
But all the exteriors were Union Hall and that, and the odd one in.
I love the fact that they stayed in that funeral for nearly a full episode.
Oh, I haven't seen it now. Don't be
oh, no,
away.
Right. Yeah, was that who died?
Well, nearly half the cast died. They, honest to God, it was one of those ones where, like, it's a studio and they had 100 extras in.
Yeah.
They had all the main cast, everyone. It was a big scene. I think nearly ran for the whole episode.
Yeah, which is great.
And they had a fire on inside it. And it was like the other day. It was the hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
And three of the cast or the extras collapsed. And So they had to kind of finish shooting a bit early and get air conditioning in the next day then.
I'd love to talk to you about, you know.
But anyway.
I'd love to talk to you about that. Another time we'll talk about that.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Is that a difficult ask, what you had to do at the funeral scene? What you had to do?
What did I have to do?
No, I don't tell me, but just because there'd be a spoiler to be
given out. I'll tell you off.
Yeah, tell me off.
You'll get a good laugh out of it.
So knuckle down, three Olympia, and this is 2025. Am I reading this right?
2025,
yeah. Yeah, it's next year.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's the never-ending show.
The tickets are going on sale on Friday, so that's probably why we've been asked to mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah, tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. So,
no,
yeah.
But we're looking forward to it. We've been touring the show around the country and it's going down after storm. It's been
great crack as well, hasn't it?
And great. We've been having a lot of fun. We only kicked the shit of each other twice.
Once a fortnight.
We drive separately now.
Yeah. We arrived here actually separately for that very reason. No, I'm joking.
Not joking.
I have a driver.
You do need a little bit of space.
You do.
Though,
oh, yeah, but we actually live together as well, would you believe?
We've been only on the road since Sunday. And it's tough.
Yeah, it's a long old slog.
Oh, they're giving out to you.
No, we love each other. We get on great. We do. And I serenade you in the car with my music. I sing to him on the way to, you know,
lovely.
Gigs and everything.
And introduce you to the young people's music,
young
Pat.
People's
Yeah. Speaking of music, Songs of Ireland. Loved it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Last show's on this Saturday.
And what reaction did people?
Huge.
Yeah.
Massive reaction. I know, obviously, I'm going to say that. But no, it is. The figures are huge through the roof in RT watching it. And
Eleanor wants to know why you didn't ask her to sing on them.
Eleanor was on tour away abroad at the time. She's in America or Australia or something. Hard to tie her down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it.
Season 2, Eleanor.
We were looking.
Season 2.
We were looking for young people.
Whoa!
I knew that'd get a reaction.
Oh, it's going to be a scrap here. It's getting good. Where do we get him?
They'll all be getting driven home separately.
So the tour is ongoing. Milltown Malbay Community Centre on Saturday, 25th of May, which is this
Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah. And Faye, you've sort of grown in stature and confidence.
I've grown out. The jellies. It's the Athlone jellies. I've been nibbling away.
The first day you came in with your dad, you were sort of a little bit.
She was meek.
Yeah. A little. Now he's like, shut up.
The reason I'm saying that is a confidence must come with getting a reaction on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also just being in front of an audience, like it's such a large body of audience, like every single weekend, it definitely gives you that little boost.
Yeah, we tour a lot. It does, inevitably. Yeah. When you're in front of an audience. Yeah. And you did that TV show recently.
Oh, yeah, I did the, I presented. Yes, yeah, the Irish Young Film Awards.
Well done.
In the Troy Studios, yeah. Right, yeah. It was great crack, yeah.
There's a good few vacancies up around RT at the moment.
Yeah, we left the CV outside the moment. Yeah.
Three that I know of. There could be more.
Yeah, mine's up there.
Yeah, so Warts and All. Warts and All. Is it this director wrote?
Yeah, I didn't write it.
Director.
Michelle Linnan wrote it, but I was asked to direct it, and we've been around the world in festivals. I'm going to Berlin this weekend to be in the festival over there, which is exciting.
Sure.
So I will be in Milltown, I'll be on Saturday night. Right. And I'll be in Berlin on the stage on Sunday night, the afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Isn't that brilliant?
Talking about the film. Yeah, it's great.
That's great.
They're great. Films are great like that. They keep popping up these festivals every now and again.
Yeah. Now, I know you're going to appreciate this, and we might have more time to chat at the other side of this.